The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a completely different group of people, either from the previous 12 cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Gimel. The Gemara was holding in the understanding of the basis of the Limud that we require the Prish of the Kohen Gadol Shivat Yamim specifically for Yom Kippurim and for Korah Aduma. And yesterday we had raised the question of why we don't simply apply the Lechaper to all dinim of Korbanos that are similar. And in terms of similar, we said, well, at least it has to be kavuazman, and at least it has to be a day that stands on its own, rather than being a day that comes after 7 days or is itself a holiday of 7 days. So we were left still with some outstanding problems. And the obvious outstanding problems we're going to have to raise today is that there are holidays that are only one day. It's all very nice to talk about. We can't apply it to Pesach and to Sukkot and even to Shmini Atzeres. We are perfectly aware of the fact that there are some other holidays. You know? I mean, there's Shavuos is one day. You know? There's Yom Kippur. There's a Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is one day. What about that? Maybe that's what it's referring to. So that's what we're going to deal with today. And we're up to the fourth line on Gimel Amud Aleph. So, ask the Gemara of the Ema Atzeret. Maybe it means Shavuos. Shavuos is also one day, and it would be Prishat Shiva Aliyom Echad. It would match perfectly. I mean, so far, I don't see any reason why we should search for Yom HaKippurim to be the meaning of Lechaper. Omer Rav Abba, Danin Parachad V'Ayel Echad, Mi Parachad V'Ayel Echad. Look, I mean, what we're trying to find is a matchup to the Miluim. And we do have, specifically by the Miluim, where Aaron HaKohen is told that he's supposed to take for himself Kach Lecha. So there's a din of one and one. And that's very similar to the halacha that we find by Yom HaKippurim, by the Musaf Yom HaKippurim, as Rashi understands it. I must be magdim that we're entering into a very complex area, because all of the Yom Tov that we're going to talk about have different components. The different components are, of course, there may be avodat hayom, there may be avodat for what you're bringing on the yom. So in other words, if we're talking about atzeret, what we're really referring to is avodah that is being done for the kivsei atzeret. We're bringing along shtei alechem, we have special dinim of korbanos that are being brought for that purpose. That doesn't mean that the korban musaf is necessarily a different korban. The same thing, of course, is true of Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur has the par v'ayel of Aharon HaKohen, v'zot yavo Aharon el HaKadosh, but it also has the standard par in the ayel and the musafim. The question of the miluim is also complex, because it's all very nice to talk about the miluim that we refer. You want to close the heart for me? On Shemini L'miluim, where the Torah describes on Yom HaShemini, so over there indeed it says it, and Rashi conveniently leaves out the Pesukim that don't match. So Rashi brings the Pesuk from Shemini L'miluim. Kach lecha ego gedlecha lecha paz v'ayel echad la'olam. The problem is that in the mitzvah of the miluim, lechatchila, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells them about the chiyuv of the miluim, it says, koach shleili. Over there, so it's all very nice to say, okay, but one is the shlomim, one is the specific Ela Miluim. Okay, so how do you know to parse it in this fashion? So I mean, basically what the Gemara is looking at this point is not a specific parsing. Words, we're not attempting to match up Musaf to Musaf, Avedes Hayom to Avedes Hayom, and so on. But we are trying to find a match. So let's try to find a match. Now, the truth is that in a match, there's a lot of things you should take into consideration. You should take consideration, what is the carbon for? Who's going to be doing the korban? And these are things that ultimately we do bring up. Right now, we're looking only at the species, and we're looking at a set. We don't care what the set is. So if the set is a musaf, fine, can we match up with another set of parvayel? Even though that parvayel may be the special work of Aaron, let's say, as opposed to the musaf. We're going to gradually hone our approach throughout the sugya. But the truth is that it isn't clear at any stage, and there's machloket rishonim, at each one of these stages, which specific paravaya we're referring to, that we're so sure that there's a paravaya that matches a paravaya. So Rashi understands the paravaya to be a reference to the Avodah of the Musaf Yom HaKippurim, which is a paravaya. The problem is that later it's clear 100% that we're going to match the paravaya in Achrei Mos of Avodah of Aaron, not the paravaya that is mentioned in Pinchas, which is the dinim of the Musaf. It has nothing to do with the Bezot Yavo Aaron HaLakohen. And so the Tosfos HaRosh understands that according to Rashi, the Gemara will have had to change its mind in the middle and suddenly try to make another, which is fine because the truth is there are so many alternatives in the matches. However, other Rishonim learned that straight up front, we were not referring to the Musaf. The thing that forces Rashi into thinking that it's the Musaf is the fact that afterwards, the Gemara is going to ask in a moment from the difference between Chovas Yom and the Musafim. And that only works out if now we're referring to the Musaf. Again, that's if you're trying an exact matchup. It's clear, however, and let me show you from the Hemshech of the Sugya, that that's not really what we're doing throughout. So it's a gradual development, according to Rashi. But let's take it Kipshuta the way Rashi learns it. So we've got, when it comes to Musaf Yom Kippur, we've got a Parvaya. And that makes sense to match to the Shemini Lemilui, because we also over there have a Parvaya. However, when it comes to the din of Atzeret, which you're trying to match it up to, it doesn't match Atzeret at all, because over there you have Shneili. Well, is that necessarily true? What about according to the Mandi Omar, who holds that on Yom Kippur there were also Shneili? Ask the Gemara for the Mandi Omar that Yom HaKippurim is Ayel Echad. Ayel Echad, again, a reference to the Ayel Echad of the Musaf, which is what it says in Pinchas. However, remember that there's a strange additional korban that it says in Achrimot, Umi Eit B'nei Yisrael Yikhu Ayel Echad. What's that? So that's the Machlokes. Is that the Ayel that is referred to in Pinchas, and it's part of the Musaf, and it's just included over here to say when the Kohen Gadol is going to be Eved on that Ayel? Or is that a different korban completely? So according to Mani Omer, it's a different korban. How are you going to match it up to Yom HaKippur? And it matches Atzeret as easily as it matches Yom Kippur. The Shnei Elim there, the Shnei Elim there. Where is that Machlokas? Let's see this inside. So anyway, Yom HaKippur is indeed Ayel Echad and matches the Miluim. How about according to Mani Omer, the Yom HaKippur itself is Shnei Elim Minu? Ma'ik Lamemer, the Tanya. Rabbi Omer, look, there's only one Ayel. The ayah that is mentioned over here in Acharimot, Hu Ha'amur Kan, is exactly the same ayah that shows up in the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas in Chumash HaPekudim, which is Bamidbar. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, no, this is a different korban. Shnei Elim, Echad Ha'amur Kan, Ve'echad Ha'amur B'Chumash Pekudim. So therefore, we don't have a better match for Yom Kippur than we have a Vatzeret, according to him. Says Umar, no, we do. Because even if it's going on, leave it to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there were Shnei Elim, they're not the same. The ayah that is referred to in the Achrimot story obviously is part of the Avodat Hayom, right? So that it's part of Bezot Yevoah, one of the Kodesh. So one is Chovat Hayom, and one is for the Musafim. That's a part of the same set. There's a set of Parva Ayah. Okay, Mashenka, when it comes to Atzeret, both of them are coming l'chovat hayom because they're coming as part of what you bring for the Shtei Alechem. So that's the Avodah of Chag HaShavuot. So there's no way to separate those into two separate sets. And therefore, where are you going to match up to Shavuos a Parva Ayah? So if we get Atzeret, the Tarvayah l'chovat hayom, Nino. Okay, fine. So not Atzeret, but that what confuses us about Atzeret is the fact that there are two Elim for the Shtei Alechem. So take a normal holiday of one day, Rosh Hashanah. No, on Rosh Hashanah we don't have any specific extra korbanos that we're bringing. So take Rosh Hashanah, which is Prishat Shiva Liyom Echad. It works out perfectly well. Amre Be'abo. Well, no. Because look, there's another element over here in the match. Who pays for the miluim? Aaron pays miluim. It says kach lecha. So therefore, if Aaron pays for the miluim, and in Achrimos it says also that it's Aaron's, Ashalo, he's the guy that's got to pay for it. That is a match. Mashenka, what you're talking about. Either of the above cases. Atzer, that would have told you the same thing. The Regolem, I could have told you the same thing. I have a more elegant answer that basically we wouldn't have had to go through all of this torturous getting to each one, giving a different answer. There's 7 days, there's 7 days before, and this one has two aliens. This is a simple answer. Who pays for the Karbanot to the Miluim? Aaron. There's only one other such case. Who pays for the Aveda of Yom Kippurim? Aaron. That's why we're matching it up. So we take a parvayel shalo, mi parvayel shalo, lafuke at seret and Rosh Hashanah, that all is coming from the tzibur. And then, wait a minute. The makor that it's his is kach lecha, right? So that's why you're assuming that it says kach lecha by the miluim, and it says bezod yavo aron alakadosh b'par mashman, that it's his. But, I mean, not everybody agrees to that. Any woman number kach lecha mishalcha. There is a man Yomer, as we'll see in a moment, who indeed says that. Wherever it says kachlecha, it says by the Torah. Kachlecha, samin, that's what mishalecha. But, and when it says aselecha, it says by the chatzotzot. Aselecha, shtei chatzotzot, who pays for the chatzotzot? Moshe. So it's mishalecha. That's okay, that's fine. But what about according to the man Yomer, as we'll see in a moment, it says kachlecha does not mean your personal money, and it also means mishal tzibur. So what are you going to say then? We don't have a better match to Yom Kippur than we do to match up the Miluim to Rosh Hashanah. So that undermines our entire drasha, Ma'ikel Meimah, the Tan. Where is there such a machlokas? Kach lecha means mishalcha. Kach and asei lecha by the chatzotzot means mishalcha. Where it says v'ikhuei lecha, there it means others should bring to you. So that is obviously a reference to mishal tzibur, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan omer not true. Kach lecha doesn't matter. Bein kach lecha, bein v'yikhuei lecha. It's all the same thing. Mishal tzibur. So why does the Torah sometimes say kach lecha, sometimes v'yikhuei lecha? I'll tell you why. The meaning of kach lecha is, I don't even want to talk about these guys. I don't like them. I would prefer your carbon after they did the Baisa Egel. Mishal chak, if I yachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, you know, okay, there's no way that you can bring the Keteres for them. It's going to be a kapara for them unless they pay for it. So unfortunately, I have to have their lousy money. But I want you to know, between me and you, kach lecha, I much prefer what's coming from you. I'm not even going to think about the fact that they're paying for it. So mishalcha ani rotzeh yoter mishalehem. I'd much rather have your carbon. So it's a shtoch, basically, in the middle that's teaching us, even though we're being mischaper through this and the Maaseh Egel and so on and so forth, I'm really not very happy. And that's Ashokheritam betoch tumotam. Yom Kippur was never a happy day, really. As far as I got, it was a reluctant acceptance, which remains betoch tumah. And it isn't really a complete tikkun. Abba Chanan, Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, look, you can almost see this in the psukim. Because when it comes to the Bina Mishkan, so before the Maisa Ego, we have Asu, Aron Atzei Shittim. After the Maisa Ego, Asita Lecha Aron Atzei Shittim. How do you explain that? So Katuv Echad Omer, V'yasita Lecha Aron Etz. Katuv Echad Omer, V'yasu Aron Atzei Shittim. So why does the Torah use different Lashonos in different places? I'll tell you why. Because HaKetzad. Kan B'zman Shi Yisrael Osim Ritzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes us, and we're doing His Ratzon. So then the Avodah is called Hashem Netzibur. And it's the entire Tzibur is making the Aron. But B'zman Shi Eino Osim Ritzon Hashem. We're talking about after the Maisa Egel. So then it's the same thing that I don't want to refer to their share in it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at you, Moshe. You know what? I'll just relate to the people I like. You know? But in any event, if you hold that that's the pshat in kach lecha, so then how do you know that Yom Kippurim is a better match to a miluim? We're only assuming that kach lecha by the miluim means that because kach lecha means that. But if kach lecha doesn't mean that in general, why would we think that by the miluim it means that it's dafke shel Aaron, and by Yom Kippurim it means that it's dafke shel Aaron? So you don't have a better match? He says, come on, there's no comparison. The question of the machlokas, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan, is a machlokas in kicho di alma, asio de alma. In general, where the Torah doesn't define more, so you're talking about the Keteres, so you're talking about the Asiyas Aron, fine, it doesn't give you any more information. Or it's talking about the Asiyah of the Chatzotzrot. No information. So over there, indeed, I have this problem. So let's say, Kichos the Alma, Kachachos Samim, Hasiot the Alma, Aselach Hashtei Chatzosot Kesef. How can you compare that to the Dinim of Yom Kippur and the Miluim, where the Torah goes out of its way to say, Bedafket's got to be yours? Not because it's the general Kachlecha. Look at the Psukim, for God's sake. Kamek Purushikam Afarish to Bishochahu. In both the cases of Miluim and Yom Kippurim, it goes out of its way to insist that it comes from Aaron. Look what it says about the Miluim. You take a pasuk, you don't look at it in context, and you ask yourself questions. Look at it in context. El b'nei Yisrael tadaber lemor kechu sirzim lechatas vayomer el Aaron kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas lam. So explain to me the difference of the language. You talk about a pasuk that says afterwards to b'nei Yisrael you should say this, but to Aaron you should say that. You don't notice that maybe it's a little different, that one is referring to their kicha, one is referring to Aaron's kicha. How do you take a pasuk out of the whole context to compare it to general kachlecha? So shmamina kachlecha obviously means bishalacha. Can you read the pasuk in Yom Kippurim? Be Yom Kippurim. What does it say by Yom Kippur? Bezot yavo Aaron haKodesh bepar ben bakar lechatat. Umeit adat b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei sireis. It doesn't strike you that sounds a little different? That the first one is talking to Aaron, and the other one is talking to the tzibur. Not to mention v'ikriv et parachatat asher lo. Asher lo. You see the difference? So this is the chadash that's his. Lomali, what do you have to stress that for? So shmamina lo means mishalo. So clearly there's no way to say that the general rule of what kachlecha means should have any impact on whether the miluim and Yom Kippurim come from Aaron. Of course they come from Aaron. And therefore the way to match up of Tziva Hashem lechaper is a similar case. The only similar case that we have is Yom Kippurim. Omer of Ashi, the whole discussion before. We're going to match up a set of korban. What do you mean match up a set of korbanas? Because we have a parva ayah. But that's not the point, that you have a parva ayo. What is the carbon that you're bringing? A par lechatat and an ayel olah. And that only matches up to the par lechatat v'ayel olah in Yom Kippurim, which says beferish. That's what it says. Kach lecha par lechatat v'ayel olah. Mashenkin, you're talking about Rosh Hashanah. And Atzeret, you're trying to compare it to the set of the Musafim. They're both olos over there. And there's no such thing as bringing your chatas in the middle of the Musafim except the Sawyer. So by Lafuke, Rosh Hashanah v'Atzeres, the whole question was wrong in the first place. Over there, Tarvaya Olot Nina. Ravina says, all of you are off the wall. You know what the question was in the beginning. You're missing the main point, for heaven's sakes. What are we talking about? We're talking about Prisha of a Kohen Gadol, Shivas Yomi. And we're learning out from the Prisha of the Miluim, which I guess is just a coincidence in your mind that was a Kohen Gadol. It has nothing to do with the fact that was Aaron HaKohen and this was Aaron HaKohen. No, we're looking at animals and we're looking at matching up korbanos. I don't understand. The whole point of the drasha, kasher tziva Hashem, rather tziva kasher asaba yom hazeh, with an avoda of the yom of the miluim, in which we took Aaron, we made him into a kohen gadol, and it took shivas yomim of prisha to achieve that. If you're going to be using a kohen gadol with a specific avoda of kohen gadol, this is the way Tziva Hashem la'asot l'chaper l'doros. So what you tell me what else it's referring to, for heaven's sakes. Kind of silly questions are these, to compare it to Atzeres, to Shmini, and there was no question in the first place. All of your questions didn't make any sense. Now others say, Ravina put it a little bit different. What he said was, he didn't stress Kohen Gadol. He stressed something that he felt was even more fundamental. He said, "Donin avodat techila mi avodat techila." There's only one other case where we have the impact of the first time an aveda is done. Lafuke hani, all of the questions that you asked is not the first time that an aveda was done. Hani laf techila. I understand. What do you mean, techila? First time an aveda was done. I mean, after the miluim, they did the aveda every single day. Then you get to Yom Kippur. The next year is Yom Kippur. That's the Yom Kippur of year two. Well, why is that avodah tchila? I mean, unless you mean my tchila. I mean, if you mean it's the first time that avodah was done dafka with a kohen gadol, you're saying the same thing in different words. I mean, here you're trying to say that Ravina had a different approach. See, ilam etchila b'kohen gadol. That's what we said. You're not adding anything by saying that it's also tchila b'kohen gadol. You're saying it's always b'kohen gadol. No. What Ravina was saying is something very profound. The nature of the miluim was that it was the chiddush of the idea of the avodah of the Mishkan. But the nature of Yom HaKippurim was that it was the chiddush of avodah l'fnayim v'lifnim, but it never done before. So memela, it makes perfectly good sense to say that when the Torah refers to kasher asa, tziva Hashem asas l'chaper, what do you think that the reference is here? When you come to a point in time where you will be doing this avodah again for the first time ever, and there's only one other day that that happens, and that's on Yom Kippur. For Yom Kippur, you should do the same dinner of Prisha. That's what it's talking about. So therefore, you don't have to even focus on the going on. It's avodah tchila b'mokim, avodah tchila b'bok, which is mamish miluim. So you want to focus on the question of the miluim of Aaron, which is a small part of the miluim. We want to focus on the question of the miluim of the entire kedusha of the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. So that's avodah rishon b'mokim. Okay, so now we have an approach that explains to us why we would learn out Lechaper is a reference to Yom Kippur. Now, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you should know the whole drush that you had Lechatchila. And by the way, this goes back to the question that we raised originally yesterday. Why are we assuming that the La'asot and Lechaper should be one thing, that we should need a limud to teach me that one is talking about Purim, one is talking about Yom Kippur? Obviously, we have two separate drushes, and one is one first the other. So indeed, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you should know that Rav Yochanan learned that La'asos L'chaper was only one thing. And he wasn't Marba Parah. And he was only Matne Chada. It was Rav Yeshua ben Levi who was Matne Tarte, the way we have it. Rav Yochanan Matne Chada, meaning he said La'asos L'chaper is a reference to one thing. The overall ma'asim of Yom HaKippurim, because indeed there's asiyah on Yom Kippur, and there's hapar on Yom Kippur, and there's all the avedas of Yom Kippur. So therefore, it's telling me that you need to have prisha on Yom HaKippurim. Where does it say anything about a pora aduma here? Was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learns no la'asot like we had before elu ma'asei pora and lechaper elu ma'asei Yom HaKippurim? What? Rabbi Yochanan Matne Chadma, what is that supposed to mean? Rabbi Yochanan suddenly decided to argue on the Mishnah. I don't understand. Did we or did we not quote the Mishnah in Parah yesterday, which is a precise mirror of the Mishnah over here in Yuma of Shivas Yomi? I understand. It's a Beferisha Mishnah, a Nansan, Shivat Yamim Kodim Yom HaKippurim, and Shivat Yamim Kodim Sreifat HaParah. When he's arguing on that Mishnah, he says we don't learn out La'asot, the Bimarba, the Parah? No, he obviously agrees we do prisha, but he holds prisha shiva for the kohen asreifa tapora is a mala bialma, and it's not learned out of the miluim. It's one of the weird things that we were metakein because of the fact that we were metame the kohen asreifa tapora lafuke from the tzedukim. But what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan is personally quoted. Omer ben Yumi bar Chilki, Omer b'chasi bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan with the drasha. Kasher asa b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem lasot l'chaper alechem lasot elu ma'aseh parah. This is Rabbi Yochanan saying these words. Lasot is elu ma'aseh parah and l'chaper is ma'aseh Yom HaKippur. So what are you telling me? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't use the drush of lasot? No, that quote is Rabbi Yochanan, but it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan's personal shita. That quote was Rabbi Yochanan saying over what he had been mekabel from his Rebbe, which he doesn't agree with. I'll show you. I'll prove it to you. Ahudu Rabbi. That was referring to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. The Chiyata Ravi. He said it like this. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. La'asot elu ma'aseh parah. L'chaper elu ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim. So now, okay. So we now have our drosh l'gabi Yom HaKippurim. Everybody seems to agree. Rabbi Yochanan is very happy. He has the chaper telling me the din of Yom Kippur. We don't have any problem of why it would mean specifically Yom Kippur. It matches perfectly. It's a parva ayil, and it's a parva ayil in exactly the same way. That's a parlachatas, and it's an ayil la'ela, and it matches exactly the same way the gabe it being a kohen gadol, and it matches in the same way with the second lashon of Ravina of being aveda, the first aveda b'mokam. Great drasha. Except for one minor problem that Rish Lakish points on. Omer le Rish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Let me get this straight. Me'echa koyal haftala. You're learning out the drush of Prisha Shiva from the Miluim. You've got a problem with the Mishnah. I'll tell you what your problem is. Because if your mekor is the miluim, then as we're going to see later, and we're right now the Gemara just takes this for granted, that by the miluim, kol hakatuv behem ma'akev behem. We know that when it comes to kachin, we need an indication for ikuva, and that if a din is missing, it actually passes the aveda. And the din of Yom Kippur, some of the din will learn out chukah, that it passes. But the halacha is by the miluim, everything that is mentioned in the parsha miluim is ma'akev. If your mekar for prisha is that it's one of the din of the miluim, then it would mean that prisha would be ma'akev the aveda on Yom Kippur. Okay? Now I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, so? And who said that's not true? I have a trap for you. Because v'chi teima, if you try to tell me, okay, I'm happy with that. Hokinami. So how do you understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, what's not? Umatkinin lo kohen acher. We have a kohen in reserve. Now that kohen in reserve, it doesn't say anything about being mafresh the kohen in reserve for 7 days in case he will turn out to be the kohen that does the avodah. So therefore, what are you telling me? Boils down to, well, prisha is not ma'akev. What's the chances that the kohen will be tamei? Probably we can rely on the prisha we're doing for this kohen because since it's l'mitzvah b'alma, not l'ikuva, as long as we have another kohen in the background, so we use that kohen without prisha. Excuse me, how can you just go without prisha? If you don't do prisha, and you're learning it out from the miluim, and everything is ma'ak, if you don't have a coin in reserve, so what's the point of being matkin another coin? And don't try to tell me, well, are you a matkin? It means, you know, do whatever you got to do. If part of what you got to do is prisha, so then matkin a coin acher means we'll be mafresh the other coin also for 7 days. I mean, so if that's what you mean by the tikkun of the kohen gadol, then that's the word that should be used consistently throughout. Either, litvei, either the word for both, itvei, itvei, should be the word, quote, matkinin kohen gadol, or itvei, mafrishin. I mean, it would make perfectly good sense to say it in the Mishnah. Shivat yamim kodem li omeki purim, mafrishin kohen gadol li, so on. Umafrishin kohen acher tachta. And that way you'd have both things. But why wouldn't you do that? I mean, the whole point that Tana seems to be making is that to be metaken, another coin does not require prisha. So you got a problem. Omar Lay says, Rabbi Yochanan to Shlokish, okay, smarty. So where do you know it from? Elamar mihecha yolifla, so what's your makar that you need a prisha that is not ma'akit? So Omar Lay said, Shlokish, to Rabbi Yochanan, my makar is Harsinai, Misinai. What's my makar from Har Sinai? Because it says, Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayechaseu ha'anan shivat yamim. And we'll see, Sheshet yamim. We're going to see the sugya later, that it turns out that we're learning the Vayechaseu, this ends up being machlokas. The Vayechaseu ha'anan, according to the way Rish Lakish is learning, is a reference to Moshe. So the Anan covers Moshe for 6 days. Then Vayikra Moshe Vayom HaShvihi, Moshe is called on the seventh day to be Nichmas Tar Sinai, to be Ola Tar Sinai. I mean, don't you think that we're smart enough to figure out that if he calls to Moshe on the seventh day, that there were 6 days before? I mean, usually 7 day has 6 days before it, you know. So why was it necessary to say the Sheshet Yamim? Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvihi, so my Sheshet Yamim. Oh, that additional unnecessary comment is to tell me that there is a chiyuv of prisha of 6 days before entering into the Machane Shechina. Zeh b'nei av, shekol ha-nichnas b'machane Shechina, to'un prishat shisha. And here, of course, Rabbi Yochanan was sitting there scratching his head. What? That's your marker for prisha shiva, is the din of prisha shisha? That's an interesting marker. I mean, a little bit of a problem is that anantan shiva. So what's going on? Well, says Rish Lakish, our Mishnah is not a problem. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, and we'll see later on that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira understands that the Prisha has to be a Prisha from his wife. Why? Because what happens if he sleeps with his wife before this Prisha? Well, there's a mitzvah, say goodbye to your wife, he's going on a trip, so to speak. So he would be sleeping with his wife. What happens if his wife turns out to be Pereset Nida? And now he's going to be Tomei Shivas Yomim, as a Bayal Nida. That means he's going to miss Yom Kippur. So therefore, we have to have 7 days where he's kept away from his wife, and therefore, the Mishnah adds Shivas Yamim. But that's not the makor of Prisha. Prisha Shivas Yamim. So if I ask the obvious question, so then what do we need the makor for? If the Mishnah is going, I'll leave a Rabbi Yehuda who holds it for Tumas Besos, you don't need a makor from Har Sinai. Just say the reason we're not Prisha Shivas Yamim is because we're Chayish for Tumas Besos. The Ritva says two obvious questions, the answers. One is that in order to be mafresh and miishto, it doesn't have to be brought into the Lishkas Fahedrin. I mean, there's obviously two completely different things here. I mean, what does it tell him? Al tikshu alisha doesn't mean you have to be kept in a jail. So we're telling him he's not allowed to have relations with his wife. No. It's like Yom Kippur for 7 days before. What's the big deal? But this din of Prisha specifically, that is supposed to be that, the equivalent of being underneath the Anan of Hashem, of the Shekhinah, is to be sitting in the Azara for that period. And that's already, we need a Makor for. That Makor is from Sinai. Mamela, once we have that already, so we say, okay, so do it a day earlier. I'm not going to make two completely different mitzvahs. We'll say, okay, for one day before Brabat for Shul, you should be Perish, be Ishtar. So we make the Prisha for Shivas Yom. Another shot that the request is also obvious, that we would not in any way be chayish for something as far-fetched as his wife is going to be pareset nida. Well, we wouldn't be chayish for such a thing. So therefore, the only reason is because we're doing all these crazy things. You're telling me that there's a mitzvah prisha, so we have to be not letting people touch him, and he's able to, we'll see later on, and he has to be kept, which is fahedrin. Makes sense already to add a concern about tumas beis, eh? If, after all, we're supposed to be taking into consideration any possibility, something might happen to him, so include this possibility. Then Rabbi Yehuda Matera comes up with his idea that will also be chashuv to Tumat Beito. But if Reish Lakish didn't have the marker for Prisha Shisha from Har Sinai, from both points of view, the Mishnah could never have been said. All that Reish Lakish is saying is that the marker is a different marker. It clearly can't be from Miluyim. It has to be from Har Sinai, which of course gets us to the whole question, how do we read the whole story about Har Sinai, which we'll get to later. The Ema Atzeret, which is Prisha Shivli Yom Echadu, Amr Rabba, Donim Parachadai Alachad, Viparachadai Alachad, Lafuki Atzeret, Tishnei Elim Nino. Yeah, but Yom Kippur might also be Shnei Elim. I mean, Heni, Halamadi Yom Rabbi Yipurim, Ayalachad, but what about Lamadi Yom Shnei Elim Nino, Mayikalim, Emar Detanya? Rabbi Omer, Ayalachad, Hu Amur Khan, Hu Amur Bechumash Apikudim. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shivan, no, Shnei Elim, Echad Amur Khan, Echad Amur Bechumash Apikudim. It's not a problem. Afilu Tema Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Still, there's still a set of parvayel because Hatam Chadla Chovat Hayom V'Chad L'Musafim Hashenge Bayetzeret Tarvayel Rakamik Chovat Hayom for the Shnei Alechem Nino. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah, which will be Prisha Shivli Yom Echadu. Omer Rabbi Abu. Well, you can't just look at parvayel. You know? You have to look at parvayel Shalot. Adani parvayel Shalot be parvayel Shalot. Afuki Atzeret and Rosh Hashanah both. We're over there. They're both coming mitzvot tzibur. Well, how do you know it's Mishalom? I mean, but what about a point of man yama that kachra is Mishal Tzibur? Michael, remember the time. Kachra Mishalcha, Aselcha Mishalcha, Vikuelcha Mishal Tzibur. Did Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonatan? No. Ben kachra Vikuelcha. It's all Mishal Tzibur. Ma'ata v'lomar kachra. Kevayachol Mishalcha nirotze yoter Mishalem. This is the pasuk cut of the chadomer. As italach Aaron aids, cut of the chadomer. We asu Aaron atzeshitim. Okay, so kan bisman shetalo simritzon Hashem makom. Kan bisman sheino simritzon Hashem makom. Says the Gemara, what does that have to do with the miluim in Yom Kippur? Ad kan lo pligelo pikichot alma and asiot the alma kichot alma. For instance, the kachruch hasamim asiot the alma. Asay lecha shtecha tzotzot kesef. Mashen kein the miluim and Yom Kippur it's beferish pirushka mefarsh b'shachol b'miluim mechtektiv v'obnei Yisrael tadaber lemor kachu siri zibachatat. So what's this vayomer laaron kach lecha ego ben bakalachatat? Lamely the change in language. Shmaimin al kach lecha b'shachol and by Yom Kippur also mechtektiv b'zot yavo aaron ala kodesh b'par ben bakalachatat v'ayalola u'meitadat b'nei Yisrael kach shay siri yizim. No. And then when he talks about going back to his par, Vikrivet par, Chatat Hashelo, the Lomali, these changes, Shmamina, that lo means Mishal, that nobody argues on. Ravashi Omar, the Stin Bichla, the whole question. Danim parla Chatat Vayalola, Bi parla Chatat Vayalola, what does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah and Atzeret? Both of them are all Otninu. Ravina Omar, better. None of the questions ever made any sense. He just learns lasso the chapters one limut. Is a mice yamakipurim. Rabbi Shuben Levi matne tarte lasso telomase parala chaperala maase yamakipurim. What? We know that's not true. What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan Matnechad? What? He argues in the Mishnah. Hanantan Shivat Yamim Kwanim Yom Kippurim. And we learn a Pora Shivat Yamim Kwanim Sreif Adar Pora. Rabbi Yochanan learns the Mishnah Yotz Ba'alam Yama. But Amr Rabbi Yomi Barach Yilkiya. Amr Chasi Parili quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Kasher Asabi Yom HaSetiv HaShem La'asot HaKapar Alechem. La'asot Elo Ma'aseh Para. That's Rabbi Yochanan saying that. And the Kaper Lamasi Yom Kippurim. No, that's the drasha really of Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi. The Chiyat, the Rabbi, and Rabbi Yochanan, Pshu Rabbi Shmuel. La'asot Elamasi Par La'Kaper Elamasi Yom Kippurim. Omele Vishlok Shu Rabbi Yochanan. So let me get this straight. Nechel Koyal Aftal Mimiluim. So, I mean, why not say Mamilum Kola Katube Me'akebe Af Hochanami Kola Katube Me'akebe. Ah, I know what you're going to say. V'chita Imamai Hochanami. That it's a ma'akev. It can't be. Vatran. Matkinin lo kohen acher. How come it doesn't say mafrishin kohen acher? You try to tell me matkinin means mafrishin. So make up your mind about the language. Literally, oh, idivini matkinin. Oh, idivini mafrishin. So where do you know it from? Marmi echa yolifo. Omale nisina. What I need to know that Yom HaShvi is the end of Sheshet Yamim. Ella must be Zebneav. Call it Yechas B'machashchina. Tom Prushat Shisha. Oh, that's a great drasha, says Rabbi Yochanan. Tell me exactly what has to do with our Mishnah. Anan Shivatnan? No, the Matnitin, that's Rebbe Materai. The Chayin Shluta Matmeton.
Okay, today's daf is daf Gimel, Motzei Shabbat, Shavua Tov, and we got up to on daf Gimel, the Ema Atzeret. We've been looking for possibilities other than Yom Kippurim that would maybe be included in the limud of Prisha Yomecha, Prisha Shiva Yomecha. We were doche the other Yom Tovim because it would be Prisha Shiva Shiva. We were doche Shmini Atzeret either because we're looking Kazeh, based on the pasuk of Hazeh, or because of the Svarah Rav Ashi, that if the Iker Sukkos doesn't require a Prisha, certainly the Tafel Sukkos doesn't require a Prisha. And we got up to another question, which we hadn't dealt with until now. We seem to have discovered the perfect match. Perfect match is Shavuos. Probably somebody lit a match. Perfect match is Shavuos, so that in Shavuos we have a... it's fine, it's just a fly balloon. No, that's all that it is. It's a fly. Come on. So in Shavuos, we have a one-day yomtiv, which self-selects. So because we're looking for something that is similar to the miluim, either because of the posik or mitzvah hasvara. So we have 7 days that are for one day, which doesn't have kedusha lefano. So obviously, now it just selected itself, which answers the question that we had originally, that maybe if we say it's the regal, we couldn't determine which regal. The posik now tells us which regal. The regal is atzeret. Couldn't be better. Where there we have frisha shiva liyom echadu. Omer Rebbe Abba, and the Gemara here is basically on its multi-level structure, is attempting to bring out the elements of the miluim that actually foreshadow Yom HaKippurim, in which Acharei Mot comes out becoming essentially the miluim. So that up until now we only talked about, okay, there's a remez in the posuk, kasher asav yom hazeh, yaseh. Now we're going to look for the things which actually show us that Yom HaKippurim and the Yomei Miluim are indeed one and the same in a sense. So the reason that we don't look to Atzeret is because Danim Parachad V'ayelachad, Mi Parachad V'ayelachad, Lafuki Atzeret, D'Shnei Elim Ninu. We're in Masechet Yuma, not in Yerushalmi, in the Bavli. I mean, I've heard of mistaking the Daf, even mistaking the Perek. Mistaking the Masechet on the Mail, but mistaking Yerushalmi or Bavli, that's the ultimate. Okay. All right. So what we're looking for is a matchup in the korbanos as well. You notice that the korbanot of the miluim are the korbanot of Yom HaKippurim. So we have a par echad, va'ayal echad, which we're told at the beginning of the miluim to bring, and we're told beferish on the Avedis Yom HaKippurim is par echad va'ayal echad. Now at this point, we might be referring to the par echad va'ayal echad of Avedis Yom HaKippurim in the Musafim, where there is a par echad va'ayal echad in the Musaf. Later on, we're going to try to match it up to the par ben bakar v'chatat va'ayal olah of that's told to Aaron himself. So now the Gemara is concerned, if indeed we're trying to match up the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, which is par echad va'ayal echad, and the dinim of Shemini Lemiluim, which is also a par echad va'ayal echad, over there it says kach v'chayil ben bakar l'chatat. And so we have therefore a matchup, but therefore the Gemara, if we're trying to match up Miluim, the Gemara is troubled by it. Because it isn't so clear that the Korbanot Tzibur that are being brought on Yom HaKippurim are actually only one par and one ayil. Because there is another ayil, you will recall, that is mentioned in the Korbanot of Yom HaKippurim and Achrimot, which it says, Umeit Adat B'nei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sirim Sireizim L'Chatat, the ayil echad la'olah. Is that ayil echad la'olah an additional olah? Or is that the olah, is that the ayil that's mentioned in the Musafim in Parshat Pinchas? Now that's a machloket. So hey, Nichalamandi Omar Yom HaKippurim ayil echad, if you hold that indeed the Korbanot Tzibur on Yom HaKippurim is an ayil echad, so then it matches up the miluim. If you understand that the ayil that's mentioned in Achrimot is not the ayil that is mentioned in Pinchas, which is part of the Musafim, then now we have a mismatch, because we have two elim and a par, and therefore we don't have any reason to match it to Yom HaKippurim more than to Atzeret, because Atzeret has two elim, and so does Yom Kippur have two elim. So what is that machloket? Titania. Rabbi Omer ayil echad, hu ha'amur kan, hu ha'amur b'chumash ha'pikudim. There's only one ayil that's brought Mishal Tzibur on Yom Kippur, and that is the ayil that appears in Parashat Pinchas, and is being referred to when it talks about the Shnei Sizrei Zim L'chatat v'ayil echad lo'olah, is a reference to the ayil of the Korban Musaf. But according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, he says, Shnei limim, echad ha'amur kan, v'echad ha'amur b'chumash ha'pikudim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, we no longer have a match between the Miluim and Yom Kippur that's any better than a match between the Miluim and Chag HaShavuot Atzeret. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Afilu Tema Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Clearly, the two Elim are not the same. Chad L'Chovat HaYom V'Chad L'Musafim. We know that the ayil that is mentioned in Achrimot is definitely not part of the Musafim. If it's a separate korban, because it doesn't say anywhere over there milvad olat taboker. If it's a musaf, every musaf is always characterized by the words milvad olat taboker to tell me that it's musaf. So it's a tosefet to the olat taboker. Since it's not introduced in that way, so bishlema, if you hold that it is the musaf, fine. And the Torah is relying on the fact that it defined this musaf in Pinchas. But if you hold that it's a new korban tzibur, the way Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, it's still not going to mismatch Yom HaKippurim and the Miluim. Because over here, we have to match up two korbanot of the same type, not that are coming for different sets. Remember, there are the set of korbanot for the Musafim that come on Yom Kippur and that come on Atzeret. And actually, the other Rishonim point out, and that come in the Miluim, which is the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, on Yom HaShemini the Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. But there's also the Chovot Hayom. So there's a special din of the Chovat Hayom on Yom Kippur, which would include that ayil and the Shnei Seirim of the Tzibur, the Chatat. And there's the Chovat Hayom of Atzeret, of Shavuos. And there's the Chovat Hayom of the Miluim, which is Par V'ayil. Now, if you're taking a look and you're trying to match up the Chovat Hayom, now we're talking about a different thing. Even if you say, says the Gemara, Filu Tema Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Hatam Chad L'Chovat Hayom V'Chad L'Musafim. One of those Elim is not for the Musaf, it's for the Chovat Hayom. Whereas Atzeret is Tavayu Chovat Hayom Ninu. Therefore, you cannot match up any set of Atzeret to the set of Korbanot that you have in the Miluim. Vashekim, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, you have a very fine match. You can match up the Musafim with the, which is a par and an ayil. You can match it up with the Chovat Hayom of the Miluim, which is a par of an ayil. Says the Gemara, but wait, maybe it would be a match to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Prishat Shiva L'Yom Echad. Note, the Gemara is doing a beautiful job of zeroing in on precisely what is unique to Yom HaKippur that it shares with the Miluim. So right now we want to avoid that. There's obvious solutions, because we know we have the Karbonos of Aaron, particularly on Yom Kippur, we don't have it any other time, we're going to get to that. But first, we deal with the question of Atzeret. We always do this, we sort of sneak up on you. So we point out that the Musafim would be a match. So then we ask, oh, so if that's the case, if you're only looking for a match in the Musafim, you've got a perfect match in the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah to the Miluim Zavodas Hayom anyway, so why not match that? The Prishat Shivali Yom Echadu, and here we finally get to what is unique about Yom Kippur. Omer Rabbi Avu, Danim Par V'ayel Shelo, Bezot Yavo Aaron El HaKadosh, B'Par Ben Bakar V'ayel, right? So that's what we're looking for. When it came to the Miluim, Aaron HaKohen had to bring his korbanos. It says, Kach Lecha, Egel, and so on. B'Yom HaKippurim, it says also, Par V'ayel, Bezot Yavo Aaron, Mashma, that it's his own. So Masha Enke, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and to Shavuot, where even if you figure out a way to get a match, basically Rabbi Avu is giving a question that obviates the previous question to Atzeret, because his answer answers the question from Atzeret as well. Each time we're going to expand, we're going to give an answer that basically is docha more of the previous assumptions. So Rabbi Avu is docha both of the previous questions, because Atzeret and Rosh Hashanah are both korbanot that may match Par V'ayel, but their korbanot tzibur, Mashen Kein Yom HaKippurim, and the Miluim were brought by Aaron himself. But is that so poshut, that they're brought by Aaron himself? When the Torah says, Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bakar Lecha Tat V'ayel Ola, which it says Agabi Yom HaShmini. So if it's, you hold a Kach Lecha Mishelcha, so wherever it says Kach Lecha, it means your own. Wherever it says Asei Lecha, such as we just learned today in the Parsha, Asei Lecha Shtei Chatzotzot Kesef, today's Parsha. So that means Mishelcha. It meant, huh?
Here. Today's Parsha here.
Oh, you're kidding. They're messed up again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Always a step.
Ah, confusing, confusing indeed. So if you hold, aha, so it's for you guys out there, all the ships at sea, it's coming up. It's this week's Parsha. See, how about we learn today? It works out anyway, don't worry. We'll get you coming or going. So Elamand Yomar, if you hold a Kach Lecha and Asei Lecha, can nonetheless mean Mishel Tzibur, Ma'ik Elamema, then we can no longer match up Miluim's Kach Lecha, claim that they belong uniquely to Aaron, with Bezot Yavo Aaron Al HaKodesh, Bepar Ben Bakar, and say they belong uniquely to Aaron. I see you. Tanya, where do we see this machlokas? Kach Lecha Mishelcha, Vasei Lecha Mishelcha, says Rabbi Yoshayin, as we'll see, but V'yikhu Elecha, wherever the Torah talks about a V'yikhu Elecha, Shevet Zayitzak, whatever, that V'yikhu Elecha means others shall bring you to you. Therefore, it's Mishel Tzibur. Divrei Rabbi Yoshayin. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Masha Enkein, Rabbi Yonatan's opinion is that Bein Kach Lecha, Bein V'yikhu Elecha Mishel Tzibur. Lecha never means Lecha in the sense of it's been your money. Umato Menona Kach Lecha, Ki Vayachol, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to say, I look to the bringer of this korban as being you, even though everybody else is paying for it. Why? Because Mishelcha ani rotze, yoter mishalehem. I'd rather have it come from you, but what can I do? I've got to deal with this lousy tzibur. But after the way they've been treating me with the egel and so on, I sure wish it was you. But anyway, and then it's a remes basically to the tikkunim of the egel that we're looking for, but it doesn't have any financial implications. So according to him, we no longer have a match that's unique between Yom Kippur and between the Miluim. Abba Chanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Katu V'Echad Omer V'Yasita Lecha Aronetz, V'Katu V'Echad Omer V'Yasu Aronat Seishitim. Is it you or is it them? Okay, Tzad. Kan Bizman Shisrael Osim Ritzonot Shem Makom. Kan Bizman Shisrael Osim Ritzonot Shem Makom. So where we're talking about Psolach HaShnei Luchot Avanim K'rishonim, this is the Etchanan, where we review the Luchot. So Enochi Nami, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Rabbeinu, V'yasita Lecha, I'd rather only deal with you. But again, not meaning that you'll pay for it. Masha'en Ken, when we talk about the original Tzivoy, which appears before the Maaseh Egel, so over there, Enochi Nami, we talk about V'yasu, let them make the Aaron Atzeishiti. So, Aketa, Kam Bizman Shisrael Osim Ritzono Shemakom, Kam Bizman Shein Osim Ritzono Shemakom. In any event, we've got a problem now. How do we match up Yom Kippur Dafka to the Miluim? Could be just as well, now that we've seen that it's not Mishelcha, according to him. What's the match? Says the Gemara, there's a much deeper match. Much deeper match. And that is that Ad Kan Lo Pligel Pichichot Da'alma Vasiyot Di'alma. The only machlokas over here was a normal kichot. Normal kichot. Say, Kach Lecha Samim, or Asiyot. Asei Lecha Shtei Chatzatzot Kesef. But where it says Bifeirush, take a look in the context of the Miluim, and in the context of Yom HaKippurim, and you'll notice that there is a very specific differentiation that the Torah makes between the korbanos that are called being brought by Klal Yisrael and the korbanos that are being brought uniquely by Aharon. It says, then he turns to Aaron and says, why now do we have this change? You're talking to Bnei Yisrael. Why all of a sudden do you change and say, and to Aaron, he said, you take. Obviously, they're different things now, right? So the first were indeed from Yisrael. The second one is unique to Aaron. Uh-huh. The same thing is true when we're talking about Yom HaKippurim. That's by the Miluim. So Shema Amina, in that case, Kach Lazim Yisrael Chol. By Yom HaKippurim, we have the same differentiation. Michtek. So why now, if you're talking about the Korban HaSanyon, why change to say, what are we wandering back and forth between Aaron and the Tzibur? So apparently, once again, it's stressing, you already defined it as big a Dibur to Aaron, so why do you need now to stress that it's Asher Lo? Because it's telling me this low adds, it has to belong to him. Says Rav Ashi, there's a simpler solution to this. Donim par lechatat ve'ayelo la, mi par lechatat ve'ayelo la. Mashenken, when you're dealing with Rosh Hashanah or with Atzeret, both of the korbanot that are brought, the par and the ayelo, both brought as olot. Ravina says, gentlemen, you're missing the main point. You can forget about the regalim, and you can forget about the korbanos, and you can forget about any of the questions you had about. It's a very simple solution. There's one absolutely unique shared element between the miluim and between Yom HaKippurim. And that is simply this. Danim avodah b'kohen gadol, avodah b'kohen gadol. Lafakei kula kushatan. Forget about all your questions. The lav avodah b'kohen gadol, you know, understand what you're asking. We're not simply looking to match up a din in a kohen. We're looking to match up a din in the kohen. So just like the Miluim was a creation of Aharon HaKohen, and all of the Avodah needed to be done particularly by Aharon HaKohen, so too on Yom HaKippurim do we have Avodah that can be done only by Aharon HaKohen, or he who takes his place in generations. But it's always the Kohen Gadol, and therefore the rest of the questions are completely irrelevant. How could it mean Korbanot Bialma? How could it mean Regolim? There's no din of Kohen Gadol there. So it's clear that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Tziva Hashem La'asot L'chaper, it's got to be a reference to a day like today, which is the day of the Kehuna Gedolah. Another language, that they put it slightly differently, which was Ikeri Amri, and it's interesting because in a sense it's an even deeper and more fundamental similarity. Omer Avina, Danim Avodat Techila Mi Avodat Techila. You start, the Miluim, the whole point of the Miluim is that it is a beginning. And if you look at the dinim of Achrei Mot, it's also clearly a new beginning. It's never been done before. I was going to ask in a moment. One moment. We'll ask before what we're talking about. So what do we mean? Blafukehani, all the other cases were not Tchilat Avodah. What are you referring to? My Tchilat. Ilayim Tchilat Kohen Gadol. Are you saying they were both the first time that Avodah was done with a Kohen Gadol? I mean, that's what you said before. I mean, you're just putting it in a different way. But, I mean, you cannot prove that one is more fundamental than the other. No, what I mean is avodat tchila b'makom. Avodat tchila b'makom. Even if I wouldn't deal particularly with the Kohen Gadol, I've got another issue that is fundamentally the same between Yom HaKippurim and the Miluim. The first time in history that a Kohen Gadol was allowed and meant to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim was on Yom Kippur. And that is similar to the first time in history that a Kohen did avodah at all, which was Shmini LeMiluim. So therefore, no matter how you look at it, with so many fundamental ties, forget about the relationship of the korbanos, where you're trying to match up other cases where you've got a particular set of korbanos that are similar. But that's irrelevant in the context of the very deep connection between these 2 days. Kiyata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he reported that Rav Yochanan only learned one thing out of the pasuk of La'asot L'chaper, and it was Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who was Matne Tarte. Rabbi Yochanan Matne Chada, Rabbi Yochanan learned only one thing from the pasuk, La'asot L'chaper Elo Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim, and did not talk about Pora being merumas in this pasuk at all. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Matne Tarte, La'asot, as we had it before, Elo Ma'aseh Para L'chaper Elo Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim. Asks the Gemara, what was that supposed to mean? I mean, obviously Rabbi Yochanan's not arguing the Mishnah in Pora. I mean, what Rabbi Yochanan Matne Chada, we have two Mishnayot. one here, which is Shivat Yomim Kodem Yom HaKippurim. We have the same Mishnah in Parah, Shivat Yomim Kodem Srifat HaParah. How's he saying that we don't have that din? No, he agrees we have the din, but he does not hold that Parah is meant to be an expression of the Miluim, and his Merum is in the Parash of the Miluim. Parah is another one of the Ma'alot. So the same way that we had to be makbid, shekol ma'aser v'klei avanim, klei galalim, and so on, so too we're makbid to have a period of hafrasha to see to it that no tumah will come to us. It's another one of the malot. But it's not nogea, the type of prisha that we had for the miluim. But how can you say that that's what Rabbi Yochanan said? Omar Rabbi Minyomi bar Chilki, Omar Mechasio bar Idi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, they're all quoting Rabbi Yochanan, in the following drasha, kasher asa b'yom hazeh, tziva Hashem la'asot l'chaper aleichem, la'asot elu ma'aseh parah, l'chaper elu ma'aseh yom ha'kippurim. Perfect. It was exactly what we've been saying all along. And it's what we just learned a minute ago, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi claimed, which is the opposite of what Rav Dimi claimed, Rabbi Yochanan had said, that Rabbi Yochanan had only learned yom ha'kippurim and hadn't learned Purim. How do you explain that? Obviously, we could have said that it's no trei amoroi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. But we have a better explanation. The better explanation is that there is indeed such a quote from Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not his own opinion. Ahu derabbe, when Rabbi Yochanan said that, he was quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael. Dechiata ravin om Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael. So this finally now works it all out for us. Ravidi was correct in the way that he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but so was the previous quote of Rabbi Yochanan, except now we understand that the previous quote of Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Yochanan when he was quoting his Rebbe's opinion, which is Rabbi Yishmael, namely, la'asot elu ma'aseh parah, l'chaper elu ma'aseh yom ha'kippurim, so that there's no contradiction here at all. Now, but once we already learned the braita of Rabbi Yishmael, let's continue the discussion over here with Reish Lakish's Tainat Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Mi'echa koyal aftala mi'miluim? Are you really serious about learning out the dinim from the miluim? So then the Mishnah immediately breaks down. See, if you're learning that it's just a general halacha, okay, fine, the Mishnah makes perfectly good sense. If you're going to try to learn it from miluim, then it has to be consistent. And you have to ask yourself, ima miluim kol hakatuv behem me'akev behem, afakanami kol hakatuv behem me'akev behem. We're going to learn out later on in our perek that the miluim, everything that was done in the miluim, had to be done precisely according to the formula, and anything that would have been different would have been ma'akev the kedusha dekuna. But if that's the case, that it means that the suitability for Kohen Gadol to work on Yom HaKippurim, if it's learned from the Miluim, would be that he requires Prishat Shiva. If he doesn't have Prishat Shiva, he doesn't have the necessary Kedusha to Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. And yet in our Mishnah, we see that that's not the case. Why? Because if you read the Mishnah further, so then, don't try to tell me, V'chitei Ma'afinami, don't try to tell me, oh yes, of course it is, it is, it is. It is not. Because in the Mishnah, the next words are, Umatkinin lo kohen acher. Why doesn't it say mafrishin lo kohen acher? Matkinin clearly means that we prepare another kohen, whether it's in terms of getting his begodim ready, because he normally wouldn't have the big day kohen gadol, or whether it means we go over the halachas with him, but it certainly doesn't mean mafrishin. V'chitem, if you go to try to tell me, no, I mean, it includes mafrishin. You'll try to tell me my matkinin, mafrishin. So then why do we use different language? Litnei o idi vidi mit matkinin. So then say matkinin kohen gadol shivat yamim, because the takana of our kohen gadol also includes the limud and so on, besides the hafrasha. O idi mafrishin. So clearly it's not ma'akev, appears to me from the Mishnah, in which case we cannot be learning it from the miluim if this is a serious limud. Omar le says Rabbi Yochanan to him, Elamar mi'echa yalifla. So you, sir, where do you learn it from? It's a little bit strange, because Reish Lakish speaks to Rabbi Yochanan in the second person. Me'echa koya lavta. And Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Rebbe, speaks to Reish Lakish in third person. Elamar mi'echa koyolif. Unless, of course, he was being sarcastic. Omar le, just to remind you here. Omar le, misinai. I learn it from a completely different mikor, which is really fascinating, because, of course, Yom HaKippurim is the second Sinai. That's what happens in Yom HaKippurim, is the Luchot HaShniim. So for the Luchot HaRishonim, there was a Prisha, as we're about to prove. And so too, for the Luchot HaShniim, every year, every Yom HaKippurim is a redoing of the Kabbalat HaTorah HaShniim. So where do I learn that from, says Reish Lakish? Take a look at Har Sinai. It says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseu Ha'anan Sheshet Yamin, Vayikra El Moshe Bayom HaShevi'i. So what this means to me is that the Anan covered Moshe for those 6 days. And then he called Moshe on the seventh day. Now, look, if it says he called Moshe on the seventh day, I mean, I'm pretty smart on my own to figure out that if he called him on the seventh day, there must have been 6 days before the seventh day. That usually happens. So why does it have to say, Vayikaseo Sheshet Yamim? You say that there was Vayikaseo Anan, Vayikra Moshe B'yam HaShviyi. So my Sheshet Yamim. The Sheshet Yamim must be coming to tell me that there is a din of Prisha Sheshet Yamim. Melamed at the Bnei Av. Shekol HaNichnas B'machane Shechina Don Prisha Shisha. In the same way that you went to Machane Shechina to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, and over there was a definition of Machanot with Gevulot and so on, it's true dinim of Machane. So too in the Beit HaMikdash, it's true dinim of Machane. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the deepest Machane Shechina, which has a special level of Kedusha V'Taira beyond all other places. So too does he require a Prisha of Shisha. Yeah, that's wonderful, except that 6 ain't 7. And then it says in the Mishnah, 7. It's a really beautiful limud. What's that to do with our Mishnah? Which yontif?
When do the 7 days end? When does 7 days end?
No, before. He has to do the Avodah already on Yom Kippur. He needs 7 days before.
4 days before.
Just like the Miluim. The Miluim is 7 days, and then Vayiba Yom HaShemini. So Ivan and Shiva tonight. Nah, the Shiva is an add-on, you see. Why is there an add-on? Because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah, as we'll see later on, he is choshesh letumat beito. He is worried that if the Kohen is allowed to remain at home, he may end up having intercourse which would turn out to be metame him for 7 days. Because suppose his wife turns out to be poreset nida during intercourse, so what would happen? Vatihi tumata alav, and he would be tame for 7 days. So therefore, in order to be metayer him in time to be able to do the Avodah of Yom Kippurim and to not be a Tvul Yom, so he would need 7 full days. Therefore, once already we're doing the Prisha, so we do the Prisha of one additional day. If we weren't doing a Prisha, so we wouldn't be Mechadish a Prisha, we'd tell him not to sleep with his wife, so we wouldn't bring him into the Beit HaMikdash and so on. But once we're doing Prisha at Shisha, which is a din in Har Sinai, if we hold of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah, we'll see later on, has this chashash. So therefore, according to him, we will add one more day. That's how I learn it, says Rish Lakish. But according to you, if it's a diorita that I'm learning out from the dinim of the miluim, so then it has to be ma'akev, like the miluim.
The miluim was 7 full days?
7 full days, and it says...
About miluim?
Yes, 7 full days. Omerlei Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, well, I could show you what makes more sense to learn it from the Miluim than it does from Har Sinai. Because Mishlein L'Didi, the Afinim Miluim, Ha'inu D'Tanim Zev Zev Mazin Alav Kol Shiva Mikol Chata'ot Sha'yusha, Davinami Hazav Miluim. You see, the way I'm learning makes a great deal of sense in that there needs to be every single one of the 7 days of Prisha Hazayah from the Mayim of the Parah Aduma on this Kohen, every single day. That I can learn out from the Miluim, because in the Miluim we find also that Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled on Aaron, albeit it was blood. Obviously there was no Paradum at that time, but it's a Vayez al Aaron, so there was a sprinkling at least, there was some Hazoyah. So maybe that comes from the Miluim. Ela the Didakti Alafta Mi Sinai. According to you, we learned out from Har Sinai. Hazah Abba Sinai Mi Havoy. Where was there Hazah on Har Sinai? Tosis points out, of course, there was Hazah on Har Sinai, but the Hazah that was on Har Sinai, first of all, was only once. It was only once. And furthermore, it was not a Hazor that had to do with Prisha, it was a Hazor that had to do with Nisal Abrid. So it was a completely different thing. I mean, why would it apply to over here? So Hazor, Bishinai, Mihavi, Mihavoy, Omalei, says Rishon, the Hazor stuff, I don't learn that from anywhere. The Hazor stuff is again Mala B'Alma, which is trying to make this person super duper whooper, Kodosh V'Torah, that's all. Okay, I suppose we ought to, I mean, it's hard to stop, because it's some but. I suppose we should stop somewhere. We're going to end up doing tomorrow's daf. Then what would happen? Okay, let's do a quick review. Ve'ima atzeret apresha shigal yom echad hu om rebaba doni parachad vayalachad mi parachad vayalachad vafugi atzeret shnei lininu Where is this machlokus? The Tanya. Rebbe Omer, there's only one aisle. Hu amur kan in Parshat Acharimot, v'hu amur b'chumash ha'pkudim in Parshat Pinchas in the Seder HaMusafim. Whereas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, no, these are two separate things. Shnei limim. Echad amur kan, which is coming for the Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippurim in Acharimot, v'echad amur b'chumash ha'pkudim, which is coming b'lvad alot ha'boker as the Musafim. Says, well, it's not a problem. I feel Tamir Velas Rabbi Shimon. Hatam Chad Lechovat Hayom Vechad Lemusafim. Masha'in Kein Atzeret, both of them are Chovat Hayom, you know. And therefore, you're going to have to match up Shnei Elim with a par, and that you can't match up to the Milim. Ve'ima Rosh Hashanah, the Prishat Shiva Liyom Echadu, Om Rabbi Avu, done in Parvayo Shelo, Lafuki, both Atzeret and Rosh Hashanah, which was a mistake that you even asked that question. We're over there, it's the Tzibur, you know. And you command the Omer Kach Lacham Mishalcha, Vyasei Lacham Mishalcha, and you command the Omer Mishal Tzibur, Ma'ik Lameima, the Tanya, Kach Lacham Mishalcha, Vyasei Lacham Mishalcha, V'yikhu, Eilecha Mishal Tzibur, Divi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Ben Kach Lacha, Ben V'yikhu, Eilecha Mishal Tzibur. Uma Tamud Lomar Kach Lacha, Kiva Yachol, Mishalcha, Ni Rotze Yoter Mishalahen. Abba Kadan Omer, Mishum Rebbe Yezim. Katuv Echad Omer, Jol, Katuv Echad Omer, ויעשית לך ארון עץ. וכתוב אחד אומר, ויעשו ארון עצי שיטים. מה כיצד? כאן בזמן שישראל עושים רצונו של מקום, כאן בזמן שאין ישראל עושים רצונו של מקום. In any event, we have a mismatch. Answers the Gemara, yes, but עד כאן לא פליגי אלא בכיחות דאומה, ועשיות דאומה. כיחות דאומה, for instance, כך לך סנים. עשיות דאומה, עשה לך שתי חצצות כסף. אבל הנח? Of both of the Milu and the Yom HaKippurim are absolutely clearly defined. Pirushik are mefarish to Mishalchahu. B'miluy michtektiva al b'nei Yisrael tadaber limor chusirizim lachatat. Why then change the language and say, Vayomer al Aaron kach lecha yigal ben bakar lachatat lamani. Shmanin al kach lecha Mishalchah. B'yom HaKippurim we have the same thing, michtek. Ktiv b'zot yavo Aaron al HaKadosh b'par ben bakar lachatat v'ayol olna. U'meyeit adat b'nei Yisrael kach shleisi reizim lachatat v'kriv et par hachatat asher lo. You just said that it was it. So lomali, shmamina haylo means literally mishalo. Ravashi yoma, donim par lachatat vayol olam, mi par lachatat vayol olam. Vashen yin bod Rosh Hashanah natzeret vayol otninu. Ravina omar, forget about all your questions. Donim avodah b'kohen gadol, mi avodah b'kohen gadol. Lafuke kulu kushiatan, delav avodah b'kohen gadol ninu. Lurvi yikri amre, om ravina donim avodah tchila, mi avodah tchila. Lafuke kol hani delav tchila ninu. What's he referring to? Ilan tchila b'kohen gadol, not the same thing. Ela avodat chila b'makom, mi avodat chila b'makom. So avodat chila on Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, avodat chila on the Miluim in the Mizbeach HaKitzen. Ki yata rabim yom Rav Yochanan matne only chada, because Rav Yishuv and Levi was matne tarte, Rav Yochanan matne chada lasot lechaper, both were referenced to Yom HaKippurim. Rav Yishuv and Levi matne tarte, lasot el maaseh para, lechaper el maaseh Yom HaKippurim. How could Rabbi Yochanan be matne chadam? It's a fresh Mishnah. And not zan shivat yamim kodim yom kippurim, and shivat yamim kodim shivat ha'parah. Yeah, but he learns it's malav yamu. V'yomer Rabbi Yomi bar Chilki Amar b'chashi b'ri, quoting Rabbi Yochanan to say both come from la'asot l'chaper. Kasher asar yom hazet tzivah Hashem la'asot l'chaper alechem, la'asot el maase parah, l'chaper el maase yom kippurim. No, that was quoting Rabbi Yishmael's Rebbe. Tchiyat Rabbi, Om Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, la'asot el maase parah, l'chaper el maase yom kippurim. Om l'shlokish Rabbi Yochanan, echa kaya lafton, mi miluim. Ima miluim, kol ha-katuv behem ma'akev behem, afachanami kol ha-katuv behem ma'akev behem. And don't try to tell me, enochiyami, it is. The Mishnah says not like that. What's not? Matkinin lo kohen acher, v'lo katori mafrishin lo kohen acher. So apparently, we didn't do the hafrasha. Nonetheless, the replacement kohen would pop into action if anything happened to the other kohen, despite the fact we didn't have the requisite 7 days, which of the miluim were ma'akev. V'chitema, maybe the word matkinin means mafrishin. So then, litne, o idividi matkinin, o idividi mafrishin. O malay, oh, really, 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 ala mar bihecha yalifla. אמר לו, מסיני, תכתיב וישכון כבר השם על הר סיני, ויחסהו הענן ששת ימים, ויקרא על משה ביום השביעי. מכתיב ויקרא על משה ביום השביעי, what's the point of stressing ששת ימים? Unless it's to tell me, זה בני אב, שכל הנכנס במחנה שכינה, טעון פרישת שישה. הענן שיבת ענן. Yes, Matnit Rebbe Mtiru, who adds an additional day because it's Chayesh L'tumat Beito. By the way, Tosis points out that as far as the Pora is concerned, since it's Vuyom is Kosher B'Pora, so you don't have to worry about this problem, he could always go to the mikveh on the day that he's doing the Pora, and he would still only require 6 days for Prisha. So how'd you get 7 days for Prisha according to this? Right? So Tosfos says, but according to what I said before, that we're only Metami the Kohen Gadol with the Tumah D'Rabbanan, But of course, the Rabbanan asserted a tumah of a tful yom d'oraita, everything works out okay. Besides, as later on we'll see, there's a sheet that it holds that it's only tful yom of tomei meis. That's down the tful yom. Okay. Both the Kohen of Miluim, the Kohen of Yom Kippur and the Kohen of Parah, Mazin alav kol shiva mikol chataot chataot. You refer to the Parat chatat, the Paraduma. Shal Yusham, the Avinami has a Miluim. At least, over there it's done. But Elo didakti alafta mi Sinai. There was no Azob Sinai mi Avi. Omalei, and what, it works out like you, but Bimiluim it was done. And Hochet Mayim. Eh, that doesn't bother me. But according to you, Hazab Sinai wasn't there at all, Miyavoy. Oh, my, that's Malabi Hamahu.